नमो बुद्धा नमो धम्मा नमो संगा नमो बुद्धा नमो धम्मा नमो संगा नमो बुद्धा नमो सदामा नमो संगा। What we do with these three little salutations is that we say hello, we salute our most beloved ones. Good morning, all you awakened ones. Good morning, beloved Dharma, beloved life. Good morning, all living beings who can be my guides. And if we do it with this attitude, then already we are there. Already we are into it. And this morning when I was sitting on the bench in the park as usual, then I had the feeling today I share with you the more, the longer prayers, the longer singing that I usually do when I start my practice. It's also not very long, it's the same meaning. I first greet the lineage gurus in a very essential form, visualizing them as one luminous Buddha figure called Vajradhara. Then I go for refuge and I take the Bodhisattva vow. And then come the four immeasurables. Just simple wishes. And this is how my teacher always started. Sometimes more elaborate than that, but so I just thought I share that with you. Balden sawe lama rinpoche dangin chi wo pende den shu la kadrin chen pe gone je son te kuson to ging a jom tsan du san Sangye che dan so ge jo nam la jan ju ba du da ne kyab su ji da ge chi wo pe de den shu la ka je jam po go ne je son de Sangye che dan so ge jo nam la jan ju ba du da ne kyab su ji da ge jen so ji pe se nan ji jo la pen che sangye jo ba shu Sangye che dan so ge jo nam la jan ju ba du da ne kyab su ji da ge jen so ji pe se nam ji jo la pen che sangye jo ba shu Sem chen tam che de wa dan de ve ju dan dem va ju je du na dan du na je ju dan de wa ju je du na me pe de wa dam va dam en ra wa ju je Nidin chan dan nidan drive tan dun chem bolane bajuji. Sam chantam jadeva dande vijo dandem vajuje dona dando naji jo dandra vajuje dona mempa deva dampa damindra vajuje nidin chantan nidandra Tannon tempo la nebajoji. Sem chantam je deva dande vidyu dandem bajoji. Dunne dandunne ji ju dandra bajoji. Dunne mebe deva dampa damindra bajoji. Nidin chantan nidan javetanam champo la nipan joji. And then the refuge dissolves into us, dissolves into all sentient beings. And we continue with breathing in and breathing out, being in that simple presence, knowing that all living beings also have the refuge, the Buddha nature, in their heart mind. Breathing in and breathing out, maybe with a sense of wonder, of astonishment. Just how is it possible to be so free, so open, in a world, in a mind that is often so much under stress? But indeed, it is possible. Astonished, amazed that the Dharma has come to me, that I have been able to be here, amazed and thankful for all the conditions, the many, many conditions that needed to come together for this to happen. Amazed at this beautiful mind that is so spacious, so fluid, and yet can be so precise, so finely aware. perhaps also amazed how easy it is to give our awareness or mindfulness a direction, even if it is just for a moment. How easy is that, even if my feelings feel so strong? Just a little moment directing our attention to freedom. And then, if that is possible, we can breathe in that, and the breathing in this wondrous freedom, which is there for a little gap, a little pause. The breathing can make it continue a little bit. We allow this freedom to be dynamic, not holding on, simply thoroughly enjoying it. So let's breathe for a while, reminding ourselves from time to time to open up to this amazing beauty of this mind. as a reminder to bring you back into a full awareness, breathing in, breathing out. And when you direct your attention to this experiencing mind, this ongoing living experience, have a look just how much space there is, this spacious quality that allows for everything to be, to arise. How fluid that experience is, flowing on, but not only in one direction, moving, dynamic, unhindered in all directions, in all fields of awareness. Maybe you can feel that for the relaxed mind, which is not grasping, then whatever appears in our personal cinema has the same taste. The taste to be very much there as an experience, yet as ungraspable as images on the screen. And again, there is this sense of wonder, of amazement. Just how manifold those experiences are. How fine, how diverse. Amazing freshness and fullness of experience. And there is a sense also that all of this is quite perfect, that there is nothing needs to change. It's a perfect moment, a perfect experience of being just like that. Whatever arises continues into the next experience, or it dissolves into simplicity, just being. I've been talking to you a little bit about this self-liberating quality of all experiences. The next step would be not to watch the self-liberation of appearances, but to be the self-liberation. To enter that awareness, to be this flowing experience. to be this self-liberation of all. It is always there, nothing to hold on to.